Good morning and welcome to Morning Worship this Trinity Sunday. I hope you all have printed out the service sheets so that you can follow through with the prayers and singing the hymns. Let us think of one another as we join together in worship. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Holy God, faithful and unchanging, enlarge our minds with the knowledge of your truth, and draw us more deeply into the mystery of your love, that we may truly worship you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
I bind unto myself this day the strong name of the Trinity.
Almighty and eternal God, you have revealed yourself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and live and reign in the perfect unity of love. Hold us firm in this faith, that we may know you in all your ways and evermore rejoice in your eternal glory, who are three persons, yet one God, now and forever. Amen.
Psalm 8. O Lord, our Governor, how glorious is your name in all the world. Your majesty above the heavens is praised. Out of the mouths of babes at the breast, you have founded a stronghold against your foes, that you might still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have ordained, what are mortals that you should be mindful of them, mere human beings that you should seek them out? You have made them little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honour. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands and put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, even the wild beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever moves in the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Governor, how glorious is your name in all the world. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and marked off the heavens with a span, enclosed the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance? Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or as his counselor has instructed him? Whom did he consult for his enlightenment? And who taught him the path of justice? Who taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding? Even the nations are like a drop from a bucket and are accounted as dust on the scales. See, he takes up the isles like fine dust. Lebanon would not provide fuel enough, nor are its animals enough for a burnt offering. All the nations are as nothing before him. They are accounted by him as less than nothing and emptiness. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
The second reading is from Paul's second letter to the church in Corinth, chapter 13, verses 11 to 13. Finally, brothers, rejoice, aim for restoration, comfort one another, agree with one another, live in peace, and the God of love and peace be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you.
We now come to a time of confession. How often have I longed to gather your children as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, says the Lord, but you would not come to me. Let us, as wayward children, return to God and confess our sins. Father, you come to meet us when we return to you. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Jesus, you died on the cross for our sins. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Spirit, you give us life and peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord enrich you with his grace and nourish you with his blessing. The Lord defend you in trouble and keep you from all evil. The Lord accept your prayers and absolve you from your offences. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. We sing together the hymn, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. The Holy Gospel is written in Matthew chapter 28, beginning at the 16th verse. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, here we are at Trinity Sunday, the whole of the Easter season celebrated in lockdown. The crowning of the church year has happened, passed in a very different way, yet also a very unique way. And nonetheless, the story is told. Perhaps in receiving it, in an entirely different way, in a different format, we've seen things in a new way, maybe a refreshing way. A familiar friend in a different suit. Maybe we have gained a greater sense of our need of God, of each other, of just the church building we are used to, the cold stones, the space, the smell, the ambiance. Or maybe just having a greater sense of our vulnerability has engaged us with the things of God in a whole new way. So, we enter the Trinity season and what is referred to as ordinary time. Ordinary time indeed, if only. Usually this is a time that can feel as though it drags on a bit by the time we get to the beginning of October. But this year, it's not the liturgical calendar that's dragging on, but our new friend, COVID-19. When will we be able to at least meet up? Or go into church even? I've been thinking along the lines of gathering in small groups, which would be half a dozen as things stand with the regulations, in someone's garden and joining in with the recorded service together. Then the sun went in, the rain came down, the wind blew, and the R rate went up. So maybe, but maybe not just yet. Thinking about these recorded services, if you're au fait with recording, please let me know. I'm getting together a list of people to call on. The more voices, the better. It's lovely to hear familiar voices, and that gives us a greater sense of being together. So back to Trinity Sunday. We've gone from telling the story to proclaiming a doctrine. But it's a time of worship, so it's a celebration. For the story has unfolded the purposes of God. We have seen how God has moved in people's lives, spoken of his redeeming work through his prophets, become incarnate in Jesus, risen to new life, and poured out his Spirit for all. And there we have the three persons of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the God who is three in one and one in three. This is where it can get confusing and a bit deep, maybe. Theologians have tussled over it for years. We can't really expect to understand it beyond that. Grapple with it by all means, but don't let it make you give up or drive you to some odd sect. God is bigger than any of us. It's just helpful to consider God in that sense of three elements, three parts, three facets in joyful harmony that convey a unity. As Isaiah says, have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. Above all, we have a living God, not an idol, not a concept, but a God who is living and dynamic and involved in our lives, our struggles, our joys. The Word became flesh, the beginning of John's Gospel tells us. The Word, the idea, the concept, was born in human form as Jesus, living like us. And that tells us that the Word was already alive. It wasn't just an idea, but alive in the very source of life, of all that is, what we can see and what we can't see. As the psalmist says, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have ordained, what are mortals that you should be mindful of them, mere human beings that you should seek them out? But seek us out, he does. And alive as one of us, he was willing to go through what we will all go through, death. For us. His resurrection from death shows us that there's more for us too. Then, in his ascension, he is giving himself again so that his Spirit might be known, experienced, and fill the lives of many. He is the living God who brings life, who rejoices in life. There is nothing ordinary about that. And yet, everything ordinary, for the ordinary is extraordinary. So, as the days, weeks and months go on, let us hold on to that. Let us enjoy, revel in it even, in the very ordinary things of life, the sights and smells and contacts we make, every flower and leaf, every smile and landscape, every aroma and taste of food and drink, everything we touch, hold, feel. Something I've noticed about missing church is that I have memories coming to the surface of walking on the different surfaces, of touching the wood, of holding the books. We do take it all in. It's there somewhere. And of course, all the interactions between us, the living stones of Christ's church, all those exchanges of word or expression, the happy and the disgruntled, all are there, and I give thanks for them. God is in it all. The divine dance, playful, joyful, eternal. And we're part of it. How amazing. Our intention, of course, is to be at the altar, receiving him, tasting, consuming, imbibing, sharing him. Mindfully, prayerfully, we are there. And even in our isolation, we can receive him afresh and know him renewing our lives. To live for him. For we are strengthened and can mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We are all invited to be part of that divine dance. Not just thinking, but knowing. Not just wondering, but experiencing the living God who is with us. Behold, I am with you always to the end of the age, concludes the Matthew Gospel. The words of Jesus. God with us. O Lord our Governor, how glorious is your name in all the world.
We worship and Let us pray. In our prayers, the response is, we plead before your throne in heaven. We come boldly to the throne of grace, praying to the Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for mercy and grace. We plead before your throne in heaven. Father of heaven, whose love profound a ransom for our souls has found, we pray for the world created by your love, for its nations and governments. Extend to them your peace, pardoning love, mercy and grace. We plead before your throne in heaven. Almighty Son, incarnate Word, our Prophet, Priest, Redeemer, Lord, we pray for the Church, created for your glory, for her ministry to reflect those works of yours. Extend to us your salvation, growth, mercy and grace. We plead before your throne in heaven. Eternal Spirit, by whose breath the soul is raised from sin and death, we pray for families and individuals created in your image, for the lonely, for the bereaved, for the sick, and for the dying. Breathe on them the breath of life and bring them to your mercy and grace. We plead before your throne in heaven. Thrice holy, Father, Spirit, Son, mysterious Godhead, three in one, we pray for ourselves, for your Church, for all whom we remember before you. Bring us all to bow before your throne in heaven, to receive life and pardon, mercy and grace for all eternity, as we worship you, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given us your servants grace, by the confession of a true faith, to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity, and in the power of the divine majesty to worship the unity. Keep us steadfast in this faith, that we may evermore be defended from all adversities. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. We sing together, Father, Lord of all creation. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. The Lord God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the holy and undivided Trinity, guard you, save you, and bring you to that heavenly city where he lives and reigns for ever and ever. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.